I'm here at TechEd North America with Tibby Kovach. Tibby, how are you?
I'm fine, David. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
It's been a while.
It's been a couple years since you've been on my show.
Yes, that's right.
What have you been doing?
Oh, a lot. I've been.
You used to live in Sweden when I last heard on my show.
Exactly.
But you moved a couple times.
Yes, so I traveled the world. Actually, I moved from Sweden to Bermuda.
So you live in Bermuda?
Not anymore. And now, you know, I got a really interesting question from one of my friends. He's like, how come you moved from Bermuda? Nobody leaves that country. How can you move from? People only move to. And I said, yeah, I moved to, but I felt like I needed to do something different. And then we moved back home. Home being Romania nowadays.
Back home. All right, nice.
Yeah.
You gonna stay there a while?
Yeah, but it looks like we were thinking, let's stay a year and see what's happening. And then we are there on the second year already, and we will stay some more. So, yeah, we are there.
Excellent. Well, now you're in New Orleans
at
TechEd, and you're doing a talk tomorrow on what?
So I will do a talk on debugging ASP.NET applications with Visual Studio 2012, which is a pretty interesting topic because a lot of people have problems with their applications, and they need to know what's wrong, you know, and when you're doing the development, it might be easy to find out what's wrong with your application. When you have it in production, it might be a bit different, so I will try to show them some of the options you have as well in production to get information about the application when it's crashing.
Okay, now your talk is scheduled for 70 minutes, you're going to have demos. Tell me just some of the highlights here that people can expect to see.
So I was thinking about showing them the Page Inspector, which is a new tool actually part of the Visual Studio 2012. I think it's available in any version of 2012, I'm not sure exactly. Which the biggest advantage of using it is because you can actually load a page in that Page Inspector, and it will be inside Visual Studio, and it will show you exactly when you go in and select an element, for instance, if you want to inspect it. It will show you exactly which code generated that particular element, how did you get the values in there, how did you get the styling from the CSS. So it makes it very powerful if you have some, you know, some mismatches or you don't understand how come a certain value got the way it got over there. So it's a very interesting tool in that.
That sounds similar to the F12 tools inside of the browsers.
Yes, exactly. But the difference here being you will get it inside Visual Studio and you have access to actually your Razor code. You'll have access to the you know, CSS files you have in your project. And that makes it much, you know, you can correlate a little bit more than just looking at the HTML and then trying to scratch your head and say, okay, how did I get into this HTML? Which partial view or which layout was generating that? Then you'll get that.
So you go further back and actually look at the server-side code that generated it.
Yes, exactly. But mainly it's, you know, for your front end. But I would show some stuff as well on the back end. And if you think about it, most of the time some of the problems do not manifest themselves when you run your application on your machine. You know, it's the age old syndrome works on my machine. But you'll get to a point when sometimes you'll try to see what's happening when I get a real load of my application. You can run it maybe with 10 users, or you can try to load it, you know, on your machine with hundreds of users. Maybe use some tools. I will show some of the tools that are available for that, and then you would realize, oh, but you know what? It's working. Let's send it to the production, and maybe the feature you've done is so good that people will really want to see it and will really want to hit your website. And when they do that, your site will die or will not function properly. So I will show them some of the techniques and some of the tools that you have available. I think most of them are available in Visual Studio 2012 Ultimate Edition, so you will have to have that. But you have the possibility to do load testing of your application. You have the possibility by doing that to do profiling at the same time. And when you do profiling, you'll get a feeling and information about how your application is doing. So for instance, you'll be able to see the call stacks, you'll be able to see which methods took a very long period of time to run, you would get a chance to see how the memory was allocated, for instance, and where do you get a lot of memory allocations. And actually this useful technique saved my my bum, as my girls are saying.
That's a Romanian word.
That's a Romanian word for the fact that I've been saved in two different occasions. I had one problem at my previous work, and I was trying to solve it, and it wasn't actually, we didn't see what's happening, you know. We got a very big performance issue. Some pages could take 1 minute to load, and then we were wondering why is that happening. And then we had to do the profiling of our application, and we are trying, you know, while debugging, and see what's happening. Where do you get all those memory allocations? Why it's taking so long? And actually, it was very easy for us after a couple of days, after a couple of hours of running those tests, to pinpoint the problem, at least to narrow it. And then after we narrowed the problem, we knew exactly that, okay, here is where we have to look. And sometimes it's as simple as, you know, a method that you shouldn't call the way you do it, or you shouldn't allocate some objects the way you do it. And by knowing where the problem comes from, it helps you then to go Google for it, or go on Stack Overflow and see what other people have for problems and how did they solve it.
When you say you're looking at the methods that are called and so on, is this in a log file that's being saved, or is this on screen, or how does that work?
No, so you get test files. I mean, when you run a test on your machine, for instance, you get all the information. It's like a log file, but it's you have it there, and you run it in your and you can actually open it then in Visual Studio and see. It will show exactly the line of code, and you know what was allocated, how many times a method was called, for instance. Sometimes you would see that the biggest challenge is, you know, you allocate way too many strings, and then it means, oh, okay, then that's where it started from, and that's what I need to be aware of, and that's how I need to fix it from here.
I see. Are these tools available from the menus in Visual Studio? Is that how you access them?
Yes, you have the menus. Actually, it's in the test menu. You can do that. You can create a load test project for your application, and then you can load that. You know, and I mean, you can.
Let's talk about load testing. I think it's an area that a lot of people, a lot of developers, ignore.
Yeah.
Until it goes to production.
Yes, exactly.
I think I think you'll agree with me that should be pushed up further. That load testing should be pushed up further in the development lifecycle than it typically is.
Yeah, it should be. I don't think it's done properly. That's the thing. It should be part of your integration test. Actually, it's one of the things that you have to do. You do everything, you do all the deployment that you want to do, you know, you have continuous delivery, and when you have continuous delivery, you'll end up having all the stuff on the server, you know, but then you test that all the stuff are working together, but then you stop. You don't think about what happened if I have hundreds of users or thousands of users. And I've seen people actually doing very interesting demos and very interesting applications where they're using the cloud and Azure actually to load their application. So you can go there, and there are actually tools out there that you can use, third-party vendors, that you can go there and say, okay, I want to test my application, I want to load test my application. And how do you do it? Well, you give me the link where you want me to go, and they will do that for you, and they can offer you, you know, from like 1 hour of testing with 100 of users, so you can have 10 hours of testing with 10,000 of users. You can choose whatever you want. And based on that, you have to pay, you know, but it's real load. It's not coming from one single machine. You know that you are not saturating your own machine to try to test on your own. You know, it's like playing tennis with yourself. You serve, and then you catch it on the other side. Sometimes you won't get the right results. So having these kind of possibilities are very, very powerful.
That sounds a lot more accurate to use something in the cloud that can scale up.
Exactly.
But if I don't have access to that, or I'm on a very low budget, there are tools inside of Visual Studio that will do load testing. Does that work with a single machine, or do I need multiple machines to make it work?
No.
How does that work?
So you have actually, in a single machine, you have 200, it was in 2010, was 250 users. It was a hard limit. So you could say, okay, I want to simulate 250 users to load my application, and I want them to call certain pages, you know, maybe I want them to fill some information, and you will play and, you know, or record and then replay the information or that you want to, you know, you want the load tester to do for you. And when you are done, you'll get some information about how long it took for a page and what was happening. And this one combined actually with profiling, it becomes very powerful, because then you can, at the same time that you're doing load testing, you can do profiling of your application. And the result is that you get all those, that you get information where your application might actually suffer. So one of the things I usually show people, for instance, is when you do the load testing of your application, it can show you that even though your home page, you know, your landing page it's very quick. You did the best things you could do there, and it doesn't take more than a couple of milliseconds. Let's say that it takes only that long. You still have a big problem, you know, because if you have another page that takes very long, you might consume all the threads in the thread pool if you have something that's loading your application very, very much, and people will never get to the landing page, or it will take very long for them to get to the landing page because there is no thread in the thread pool to serve the page. So I use that kind of test and show them, for instance, that this is a good way now to start asynchronizing your application and start to look at different alternatives for that.
Anything else?
No, I think it should be a pretty interesting talk. I think it will be up on Channel 9 after I will present it, so it will be very, very good.
Okay, so this episode won't be out before your talk tomorrow, but no. The talk will be available online. People
yes.
check it out.
Yes,
they will. And I'll put a link to that.
Yes.
Tibby, thanks so much.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me back. The wine tastes much better with technology and friends.